Jenna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jenna Spilbor and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place.
And we're back. Good morning. Welcome to Happy Hour here with Jenna Spilbor and Carol Pesci. I am Frankenberry, and we've got another show in order for you. And as always, people, and I will say this with a pat on my back and a pat on Jenna and Carol's back, a fantastic show in wait for you.
You gaining confidence, Frankenberry, after 11 years?
Maybe.
that we might do okay?
Yeah. I might need just a little bit more time, but I'm getting there.
As always. And you know what? It's kind of weird because we didn't even think about the fact that we've gone from doing a live call-in show to doing a show in studio that we don't take calls to doing a totally Zoom-only show. And we've kind of done it seamlessly, except I'm going to insist, Frankenberry, that the K104 Not So Silent Night 2020 picture of you, which is what we stare at when we do the Zoom, gets changed. And I'm dead serious.
Talk to the suits, Frankenberry.
Now, remember again, this is not my account. This is the station account. I will talk to the Jimmy Lyles, and I will see if the Jimmy Lyles can update the photo just for Jenna Spilbor. Or should I say just for AKA Bootylicious?
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
I will let you people in the audience know that I did tell Jenna to let her, her better half, her younger paramour, know that I had no response whatsoever to her AKA of Bootylicious this weekend because I don't want him to kick my ass.
Well, Frank, and if you're wondering what we're talking about, every week Jenna creates a different alias that she dials into the call under.
Right. And today's alias happens to be Bootylicious. And there is a reason for that. And it's so funny, Frankenberry, that you brought up my much younger paramour, because the sentence that came out of my mouth earlier this week to him was, and I quote, "Hey, does my booty look more licious? ?
Which, of course, for guys, every guy out there says, "Oh God, God, please don't ask me how you look in those pants for crying." Oh my God.
Yeah, you guys are screwed no matter what.
I know.
There is no right answer.
Absolutely.
But I will tell you why I asked, because you guys might remember, this is almost like a public service announcement. Remember maybe a week or so ago, I was talking to you about my latest like weight loss body shaping thing that I was doing that makes your body think that it's done 50,000 crunches. Remember I told you about
that?
Yeah.
Is that the one where you were electrocuting yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So just as a refresher, when you do, and I'm telling you, and the reason why I'm like kind of excited is because it worked on my abs. It's the first time I've ever done any of these cockamamie weight loss gimmicky things that actually worked. And sidebar, every time I do one of these cockamamie weight loss gimmicky things, it's always because Woodman has told me that he does it and he likes it. So
Woodman does these?
Yes. Woodman is awesome. He's my muse. He's my gimmicky.
Oh my gosh.
Now generally, Jenna, I think most folks would, you know, they would find out whether Woodman likes something or not and then go the other direction.
No. Au contraire, mon frere. What Woodman says to me, I do. Because 9 times out of 10, that man is right. 9 times out of 10. So I did the cockamamie ab thing, and I did 6 sessions. And I'm telling you, amazing result. Totally shortcut from having to actually do the work. You just lay there. It does it for you. It's fabulous for lazy people who want abs. Okay.
Granted, it bounces you off the table under the electric shock.
Yes, of course.
Exactly.
My organs could be totally jello. I don't know. I'm still standing. I don't care. I look good. So I figured more is more. And since I got through the ab thing, I said, self, What body part should I lazily work on next to make better? And the first thing that came to my mind was my butt. So I just want to explain to you how I have no shame, because it's one thing when you do this procedure and you're doing your abs, it's not like overly embarrassing. I mean, because picture it, you lay flat on a table, there's a belt around your middle, they hook you up to this machine, and then they walk out, and every few minutes they'll come back to make sure you're alive. And it's, you know, when they walk back in the room, you're just laying there on your back with the belt around your middle. It's not terribly, you know, weird. But when you decide to work on your booty, things get really weird. So I'll just explain it to you, because I know that you're both going to be dying to do this, and I just want to warn you what you're in for.
I'm grabbing a pen. Hold on.
Do they have a twofer price that Frankie Mary and I can go together?
Side by side? Because that would be a good bonding experience.
Yeah,
Who needs a couple's massage?
Though I think it would be a little difficult to explain to Craig, hey, Frankenberry and I are going to go work on our booties together.
Oh, no. Trust me. If you guys did the side-by-side bootylicious thing together, you would never be able to look each other in the eye again. It's perfect. It is absolutely perfect. So, and I'll tell you why. So here's how it goes. And you really can't have any shame to do this. And I'm hoping it's going to work as well as the abs. I've only done one session, but here's how it goes. You walk into the room and the machine is there and a different kind of belt is there. And instead of laying on your back, obviously you have to lay on your stomach so that your booty is facing the technician. Now, if you think these paddles work over your clothes, you're wrong, because the paddles need to emit electricity, and electricity doesn't like having to go through clothing.
Oh my God.
If you wear clothes, which I do, if you wear clothes into the procedure, the technician will help you shove your undies up your butt crack before applying the paddles to your now bare bottom, which, remember, on your first or second occasion is not yet bootylicious, because you're just starting. Okay. So I not only didn't realize that that was going to happen, I just thought maybe, you know, they could go under my skirt or something. I didn't realize my panties were going to be shoved in my butt crack by a stranger, but I also did not.
Shepherd's already get them back out.
Just to let you know, some people actually do pay for that.
I believe that.
And they advertise for people to do it to them on Craigslist.
Right, but exactly.
I did not come prepared by wearing my best panties. Like, it was too late for me to say, wow, well, maybe I should have wore like a thong, and then this wouldn't have been as weird as shoving my granny panties up my butt. And there's no way, guys, listen, there is no way to look cool while having granny panties shoved in my butt crack. There's just no way, no matter how many times this technician has done this before. Now, it gets better, because once the paddles are applied to your bare bum and you're laying there, it does the same type of electrical impulse motion, except now it's your butt. So imagine laying on your stomach, your butt has two like defibrillators attached to each cheek. Your granny panties are shoved in your crack. They turn the machine on, and now you're like, ka-dunk. Now your whole butt is coming off the table and then splatting back down numerous times over a 30-minute period while the technician comes in and checks you to make sure you're still alive. Like, you're humping the table uncontrollably. Guys.
And you're going to go do this five more times.
I'm going to go do it five more times.
Well, at least you can wear better, like a nice thong next time.
Yes, exactly.
At least that's what I'm going to do.
You've been given the heads up, or the bottoms up, I guess.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. But now I'm really excited, because this is going to lift my booty to make it more licious. It's going to lift my booty. It's not going to make it bigger. I'm not going to like get a Kim Kardashian kadunky dunk.
Thank you.
But I am looking forward to the lift. And I got to tell you, the next day, you don't feel anything. You do not feel like your muscles had to work. You don't feel anything.
Isn't that because you're completely numb?
No.
Oh.
It does this special thing. It releases all your lactic acid. The one thing that I don't do, you're supposed to drink a whole lot of water after you do these procedures to like flush out the fat. I got to do more of that. I tend to go home, drink wine, and eat chocolate because I'm like, well, I'm getting rid of all this fat the easy way.
Wait, is it burning away fat or is it tightening the muscle or is it doing both?
Both. Because the electrical part, you know, the why it has to be like skin paddle to skin is because it's emitting heat that is busting up your fat cells. So I'm either going to have a really flat but raised up booty. See, I don't want to lose too much fat because you need a little fat. Did you guys ever see, Frank Bear, you didn't. Sex in the City had an episode one time. And it
I didn't.
I know, because you've never done it because you're a weirdo.
I'm a weirdo for not watching Sex in the City? How is that?
A lot of guys have watched Sex in the City a lot.
I'm not one of them.
I know. But so you won't relate to this. But there was one episode.
Frank Bear, have you noticed how many times she said what in this conversation?
That I won't relate to this? Yes.
We should do an Andy Cohen thing. Like everybody take a shot every time I say but.
Yeah, if it wasn't 7:15 in the morning.
Right, take a mimosa. But there was an episode one time where I think it was Samantha, because she was the resident slut, was having relations with an older gentleman, and they show a scene where the older gentleman gets up and he's naked and they show him from behind and his rear end is kind of like all saggy and wrinkling, and I can never get that image out of my head and I want to avoid that at all costs. So that's why I am doing this 5 more sessions of the bootyliciousness. And I'll let you guys know. I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Go
ahead, Frank.
I was just going to say, Jonna, please just make sure that you do the water thing to help wash all this out, apparently, because if you don't, the only thing I can envision is after it breaks up all those fat cells, if you don't flush them out, your butt could possibly look like lumpy oatmeal.
Ooh. You're going to give her nightmares, Frank and Barry.
That would not be good.
I would never do that intentionally.
Well, I will also say this. Here's a little secret that you guys did not contemplate, but I'm going to let you in on it. When you do this thing, because I know you guys are both going to sign up when we're done here. If you want to lift your butt more than get rid of fat, which is my preference, they put the paddles a little bit higher on your kadunkadunk. And that literally, so it moves those muscles where you're kind of like where your back and your butt meet. And that's going to give you the nice lifted look. Just saying. I get no commission.
Okay. All right. Even if you did, you wouldn't be getting one from me. So you're fine.
Oh, Frank and Barry, expand your horizons for crying out loud.
Okay, Jonna, listen, if I'm going to expand my horizons, it's not going to by getting my butt electrocuted, all right? That's not an expanding of a horizon that I'm thinking of.
Well, Jonna, if it doesn't work, look, you've got skills. If this does not work and you're not happy with how your kadunkadunk looks after, we know from previous experience that you have, you know how to skirt a courtroom with your butt facing the outside so nobody sees it.
That is a good point. And do me a favor, Jonna.
Thinking back to the time when the static cling issue created a problem.
Yep.
So you had to approach the...
And in process of this, do me a favor. Just because, you know, I'm a guy and I can, you know, I can feel for other guys. I can have some empathy. Stop asking the boy loaded questions.
What do you mean? Oh, like, my guy?
Yeah, because you're going to go through this and you're going to ask him every time you're done, how does my booty look? Does it look licious? And then he's he's stuck. He's, you know, he doesn't really have an answer for that. Because if he says it looks great, then you say what? It didn't look great before. And then if he says I didn't notice any difference, then he's completely screwed.
Then he's a goner.
Or if he goes, ugh.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. Is that oatmeal?
My question is loaded in his favor, because my question is and always will be, does my booty look more licious? So when he says yes, I can let it go at that.
Okay.
Right? I can leave it alone. I'm not setting him up for failure.
All right. All right. The word more being the operative word there. I got you.
Right. So I can't wait. I'm doing my next booty.
How much time in between each session?
You got to wait a week.
A week,
you know, a week, because your muscles need time to recover and stuff.
And it doesn't bother you sitting down the next day or that evening?
Not even a little bit. You would think almost that your pelvis would hurt because it's like clear, ba-boom, and then you, you know, you go up and you land back down on the table, but the table's pretty soft. So yeah, yeah, I'm very, this is great. This is a lazy person's way to abs and butt and, you know, being cut, lazy person. Now, you know, here's the other thing. That I, you know, I can't defend myself in this, that you could do 20, this is going to emulate 20,000 squats per session. You could do 20,000 squats totally free. You can, you know, get up in the morning, you can do 100, you can do another 100, another 100, you can do 20,000 squats totally free. Or you can take all your hard-earned money that you save by not having children that you need to send to college, and you can pay to do, to emulate 20,000 squats.
Oh my gosh!
I'm paying my way. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Not everybody would agree with me, but it's working. Unlike, I've done a couple other things that did not work, and they hurt. They hurt and didn't work, and they cost twice as much. So that so I dialed it in. I'm proud. I'm proud.
Well, you renovated your home completely, and now you've moved on to renovating your body.
There you go. There you go. Never-ending renovations.
The never-ending renovations. I got the never-ending coon problems. Did I tell you about that? I thought coon I had a bear.
What'd you say?
Raccoon problems.
Oh,
I thought you. I thought I heard the word pump.
Oh, pump. I thought I.
What yeah, and poo pump. I'm like, what is a poo pump? Oh. That sounds frightening.
No. I don't have a poo pump. I have raccoon problems to the point where I thought I had a bear because they have now taken up moving very large objects in my yard by themselves in the middle of the night. Like they're incredible at, like they are a pain in my bootylicious butt, but they are like incredibly they have incredible ingenuity for dumb wild animals.
Well, maybe they're just following their mom's example and they're doing their own renovations of your front yard. That's or your backyard.
They really are. They're like, it's unbelievable. They have figured out how to get, I have a kind of small, I'm going to say like 2 feet tall, metal round garbage. It looks like, you remember the Oscar the Grouch garbage can?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I have a miniature version of that, but it has a locking lid. And I have taken to store, and for 2 years, I've been storing bird seed in this locking lid garbage can outside because I have bird feeders and I fill them and it's just easier. Plus, when you have bird seed in your house, it can attract mice. Okay. Anyway, long story short, it's been out there for 2 years, never had a problem. The other night, laying in bed and I hear a noise that I do not recognize. And I'm like, what on earth is going on? So I get up to investigate. And sure enough, there is a single raccoon who has managed to knock this Oscar the Grouch garbage can over, roll it down a flight of stairs, get the locking lid off, and was going to town on 20 pounds of bird seed. Going to town.
Oh, my gosh. That must have made so much noise.
It was incredible. And when I went out there to like deter him and clap my hands and scare him away, he backed up, took his head out of the garbage can full of 20 pounds of seed, looked at me, and then just started chewing in my face.
I love this raccoon. I got to meet this guy.
Oh my God.
Hey, you got to give it to him. Resourceful.
Unbelievably so. Unbelievably so. But, you know,
is he like, of all the raccoons you've had at your house, is he like the most iconic one of all?
No, the guy who rolled the garbage can. Oh, you're not. I get it. I totally get it. Wait, can you back up? Can you just repeat that, please? All right, wait. Raccoon, blah, 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 garbage can. No.
Would you say out of all the raccoons that you've had there, is this one the most iconic?
Oh, my God. Carol, you are so incredible when it comes to these sagoos. I just don't, you're quit. You're like this. I just don't know how.
You know, it's so difficult sometimes to talk into a microphone when your face is in your hands.
Face plant.
Yeah.
Okay, you're welcome. Well,
okay, so as you guys may have guessed, Carol Pesci has done yet another world-class, premier Sigu.
Drop the mic.
Coming up, that's right. We have, you know, I'm describing her because I've been doing a lot of research on our guest. We have coming up, I'm going to call her a coach, but she's not just a coach. She's kind of like the coach's coach. And she's one of these people who went from working in a Fortune 500 company to deciding that she wanted to change her life so she could get all the freedom that she wants. And now she does something that she loves, and that's helping women become their very best. So coming up after the break, we're going to be talking with, I'm going to call her coach extraordinaire, Julie Ciardi, is I'm pretty sure how you say her name. I've been listening to her podcast. They're incredible. And we're going to talk to her all about how she went from being in the corporate world to being in the coaching world, what she can do for women. She's got an incredible free event coming up. It's all coming up after the break when we talk to the coach's coach.
Julie. And the most important point here of all, which I'm not sure that I heard you say it, is the program's called Ignite the Iconic.
Oh, yes. That'll be all tied together.
Okay. We have tied up that beautiful Sagu, and we are heading into segment number two. Yes, that rhymed. I know. Very impressive. Thank you, Steve. And we'll be right back. So, Jonna and Carol and myself, guest is on the way. Stick around.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Live better, laugh harder. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And welcome back to Happy Hour here with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci and myself. And we are going to get to our guest now in segment number two, as we always do. And Jonna, who we lost her for a moment, not in any, you know, black umbrella kind of way, but we lost her for a moment and she's back now. And Bootylicious is back. Why don't you give us the introduction to Julie Ciardi?
Bootylicious is back. Yes. Okay. So listen, you guys, we have had numerous authors and coaches. Sometimes they go hand in hand on this show. But I am going to describe our next guest, Julie Ciardi, as a coach extraordinaire. And we'll get into why, because I've done a lot of research on her. But let me tell you a little bit about Julie. Julie is a former Fortune 500 marketing vice president. So she was, you know, a huge deal.
Wait, hang on. One second. I'm just going to interrupt you for a second, because if I were her, this would be significant to me. I think it's Fortune 50. Am I right, Julie?
Yeah. Oh, it's a big company. Yep.
Oh, okay.
So, well, carry on.
Excuse me. Okay. So she was a really big deal at a really big company and made the quantum leap to freedom. And I love that that's how she describes it. The quantum leap to freedom after 2 decades in corporate. Now, Julie is on a mission to help thousands of women become their best self, filled with purpose and passion. She does this by helping women ignite their minds. She's got a podcast of the same name, Ignite Her Mind Podcast. She's got a totally free event coming up. Excuse me. And here's the weird thing, you guys. Did not know this when I hunted Julie down to get her to become a guest on the show. She is totally local. She is in Poughkeepsie, the city of sin. Julie Ciardi,
city of sin.
You're like in our backyard. Welcome to Happy Hour.
Oh my goodness, what an introduction. I'm going to listen to that anytime I'm feeling a little low. So thank you so much. It is so fun to be here. And yes, right in Poughkeepsie.
And you can actually listen to the show on the FM airways. Most of our guests can't.
I love it.
Yeah. Most of them have to go through the app. So I will tell you guys how I found Julie, because it's just kind of weird. I was on LinkedIn, which, sidebar, I'm never on LinkedIn, which means every quarter I go on to check my messages and then apologize to everybody for not getting back to them for 3 months.
You and me both.
I know, right? So I'm never there. And when I'm on LinkedIn, it turns out a friend of mine who used to be a DA, now she's a judge, had mentioned Julie in some sort of post. And this friend of mine, I'd never see her post. So it struck me that she was posting it all. And then she had tagged Julie. And I'm like, who is this Julie person? So I started some research and I'm like, oh my God, we've got to get this woman on the show. So, and then her people contacted me back and that was great. And then it turns out that she was in the 845 area code. I'm like, this can't be, she can't be local. And sure enough, So sometimes you get really lucky. The stars really align.
I believe that a whole, I don't believe in coincidences. That is exactly how it was supposed to play out. So I love that story. That's awesome.
No, I love so much, Julie, that you took that leap. That takes, you're so highly successful as far as you would put it on a resume, right? Somebody would look at your resume and say, oh my gosh, she's a vice president of, I think, marketing at a Fortune 50 company. How many people would kill for that?
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? Wasn't happy. You know, no. I mean, it's like, and I, you know, you're supposed to be happy, right? So I'm supposed to be happy. I should be so grateful. 3 kids, you know, cute husband, like the whole thing, right? And you know what, though? I call it the income lifestyle trap. It's like we work so hard to, you know, to get the good job and to make the kind of money that, you know, that we think we should be making, to live the certain lifestyle. And then we get there. And we're like, wait, what just happened? Like, I'm not happy. I'm not feeling fulfilled. And that caused a lot of guilt for even thinking and feeling like that. But I knew I needed to make a change. And so I needed to get out of that trap.
Good for you. It takes so much courage. And I've my most recent book, I said, yes, that one of the points I believe is that everybody thinks, oh, it'd be tough, be successful, persevere. And yes, when you have meaning and purpose behind it and you feel fulfilled, doesn't mean you're not going to have stressful moments. But sometimes giving up, quote unquote, or quitting is the best thing you can ever do, because it's not really quitting. It's choosing purpose and passion and enjoyment and fulfillment.
Well, you know what's fascinating is that I kind of liken it to that I was in like this prison cell and the door was open the whole time, but I didn't know it was open. And so when I finally walked out of it, I was like, oh my God, like this is an incredible, incredible world out there. I think that the thing is that, you know, we have this fear, a lot of fear, right? We want to feel secure in all the things, which I mean, let's face it, any job, it's not even secure. Like we think right. It is, but it's not even secure anyway. It's a false security. But I just knew that I like to play worst case scenario. And I said to myself, all right, Julie, what's the worst case scenario? You go out on your own, you do your own thing and it doesn't work. What then? Well, guess what? I would get another job and I would basically be no different than I already was. So I got one shot here. Like, why am I not going to take this chance?
Love it.
Julie, how did you, I was going to ask you, how did you know what you wanted? So if you knew what you didn't want to do, if you knew that you just didn't like the corporate lifestyle, even though it was, you were making boatloads of money and it wasn't fulfilling you, how did you know what you did want to do?
You know, it's such a good question. I'm glad you asked it, because this is what I think stops most people. They think they have to know exactly what the next thing is. And because they never quite feel confident in what that is, they just don't take the leap. And here's the thing. You don't know, really, to be honest. Like, you kind of just take the next step that's in front of you and kind of the first idea that comes up, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the final one. And so, crazy enough, you know, and there's a great quote Steve Jobs had, which is, you cannot connect the dots looking backwards. You can't connect them looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. And you just got to take that next step. So funny enough, I didn't, you know what I wanted to do. I just wanted to get out. So I thought at the time that, you know, to be an entrepreneur meant I needed to have kind of a brick and mortar, you know, business, you know, of my own, a local business. And so I actually, the very first thing I did, you guys are going to love this. I opened a brick and mortar boutique back in 2017. That was my first step into the entrepreneurial space. I had a blast building it, was pretty successful out of the gate. And then I was like, huh, yeah, I don't think this is what I was meant to do either, but it was a great stepping stone for me to then, here's what happened. And I don't believe in coincidences, right? So I'm in this boutique, I've opened it, I've launched it, you know, I have so many women coming in, and you know what they all wanted to know, not what was the latest style that they should be purchasing. How did you leave corporate? Yeah. How did you leave corporate?
How all part of the path, right?
Yes. You seem so happy. How did you do this? Can you help me? And of course, then the next dot appeared. And that was, you know what? I loved mentoring women in my, you know, my corporate career. That was probably my highlight. You know, as a vice president, I was a female. I, you know, got to mentor a lot of women in my corporate days. And that was my, probably my highlight. And I said, you know what? I want to help more women. And it came to that next step where I got certified as a life coach and started to really work with women and built my coaching business and company. I sold that boutique and the rest is history.
That's awesome.
That is very, very brave. And I did want to ask something, and this is probably going to come out like I'm throwing you a curve, but I'm not intending to throw you a curve, but there's
one question.
But you're a perfect person to ask this to. So like I mentioned, we've been doing this show for a long time. We've had a lot of really successful coaches. You're a successful coach. And there have been times, I'm going to use me as an example, I've got great friends who are coaches and who offer to coach me all the time. And I'm always like, you know, I can figure this stuff out by myself. I don't really need a coach. Yet there are things, I always think that you can utilize a coach when you have a goal and maybe it's taking you a little longer to reach it, or maybe you don't have a goal and you need help trying to figure out what it is. How would you convince somebody who's, I'm not coach averse, I guess I don't understand it enough to take the lead and say, wow, a coach could really help me. I'm going to jump in both feet and do it.
That's really a good question. Okay. I love this question because I do think there's this misunderstanding around coaching that it's about accountability and helping you reach a goal. And honestly, kind of, but that's not really the biggest thing. I like to say, you know, you can't see the end of your own nose, and like everyone can go cross-eyed right now trying to see the end of your own nose. You can't see it, right? You can't see your blind spots. And here's what happens. We go after, you know, maybe there's some result that we want. It could be that you want to lose weight for the last time. It could be that you want to leave a corporate career. It could be that you want a better relationship, whatever that result is, right? But here's the thing. The reason that you have the result that you have, and maybe you keep getting the same result, I like to say, if you keep putting down the same New Year's resolutions every single January 1st, you got a you problem, right? There's something you can't see about yourself that keeps giving you the exact same results over and over and over again. That's where a coach comes in. A coach can come in and help you to see the blind spots that you can't see that give you the habitual results. One particular author I just absolutely love, Dr. Joe Dispenza, he has a book and it's called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. And that is what a coach can do. They can help you break the habit of where you tend to go. And I'll give you a great example. This will really, I think, bring it home, right? So type A, you know, 20 years in corporate, you know, getting the master's, you know, trying to rise up the executive chains as far as I could go, you know, the ambition, right? But not being happy. Guess what I started to do in my coaching company? Same thing. I'm not going to swear on the radio. Same thing. I totally was like putting this pressure on myself to go, 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 create, you know, make the money, because I had this very limiting belief that I couldn't see, which was my entire family's happiness and financial well-being was on my shoulders and my shoulders alone. But I didn't see that. And so because of that, I started to become unhappy again in my own business. And I worked with a coach that helped me to see what I couldn't see in myself that was blocking me.
The coach had a coach. I love that.
Oh, always. Oh, please never work with a coach that's not working with a coach ever. Because we're never done here. We're never done until we leave the planet.
Well, I think no matter who you are, I love that analogy that you gave, because no matter how intelligent, driven, creative, hardworking that you are, you're always going to have blind spots. You're always going to have things you just don't see that someone can point out for you. And that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, 100%. I hope that helped. That make sense?
That was perfect.
Oh, good.
I don't know which was better, the question or the answer.
Yeah. No, that does make total sense. And I think part of it, so... And one of the things I think we can talk to our audience about today is, you probably know who Jen Sincero is, right? She created Absolutely. All that is. So we've had her as a guest on the show a few times, and she is lovely. And she, in one of her books, or maybe more than one of her books, she talks, and she's also a coach, and she's obviously very successful. And she went from, so she kind of did the opposite of you. You went from, you know, making great money to being unsure about how much money you can make. She went from making zero to making a crap ton of money.
Yep.
And she swears by coaching, and she like, yep. I don't know how much she spent. I don't know if it was like $75,000, some insane amount of money. I think
her last cent. Yeah. Everything she had.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Everything she had, and it changed her life. And I think what holds a lot of people back is like, how much do you have to spend on a coach to get a result? Like, maybe you don't have to spend $75,000. Maybe you can dip your toe into coaching and see how it goes. Is it something that you can do like that? Like coach yeah. light and then move on.
Well, you know what's fascinating? So this is part of my mission. So here's the thing. So same thing. I experienced the same things. You know, I can remember, you know, writing a check. I took out my credit card that I should not even have taken out and paid, you know, $16,000 for the first coach. I had left corporate already. I was, you know, already taking a big pay cut, but I knew that I needed help. And so I have spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars myself on coaching. And one of the things that I made a decision, a very strategic decision, is that I want to help thousands to potentially millions of women. And I can't help thousands or millions of women if I am working one-on-one with people charging $75,000. Can't happen, right? So right. My whole mission and my goal of my company is that we're bringing this concept of coaching and transformation to women everywhere. Like, we have clients around the entire globe, on every continent. Maybe not Antarctica. I don't think Antarctica yet, but we've got people at every continent, clients on every continent, because that is our mission. My mission is to bring it to women for a fraction of that price so that they can experience what transformation can be like. Wow. So we offer everything in a group capacity, and it's just absolutely incredible. I was coaching a client last week, a mom that was really struggling with a challenging child, you know, relationship, parent-child relationship. And so all these women were on the call while I was coaching wow. this one mom, and everyone's in the chat like crying, like, oh my God, this just helped me so much. Like, so everyone's experiencing, you know, the benefit of being together like that too. So that's my mission. Cause I'm with you. I, you know, I don't think everyone has, you know, 75K lying around, you know, to maybe go see if coaching's right for them.
Don't, they're going to use it to electrocute their butt instead. If you listen to the first segment, you'll understand that. Oh my gosh.
Of this this business model of yours, let's talk a little bit more about that, because you have a workshop, and I thought I read this wrong, but it's a free workshop coming up in just a couple of weeks, October yes. 11. So first of all, I can't believe that it's free. Second of all, is it a workshop where people could sign up and get virtual if they can't be there in person? And
oh, 100%. What things are you talking yeah. about? That's our model. Our model is, you know, because again, listen, I work with women, and women wear a lot of hats. They've got, you know, different roles that they have. So we really make everything as accessible as possible. So everything gets recorded and everyone can, you know, tune in when they want to. But yes, I'm all about, you know, you're not going to go pay, you know, even $500 if you don't know who someone is, what they teach, is this right for me at all? So we love to offer free workshops so that people can get a sense, like, maybe I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but for some, and my girl, I am, right? And so we love to do free workshops to help people see, is this right for them? And so we've got a free workshop coming up, because here's my, back to my business model and my strategy. We're on this path to ignite as many women as possible. And so I don't want to just have it be on my shoulders, because I'm one person. So what we do is we actually certify coaches, female women coaches, so that they can go and then spread it further. It's almost like a good wildfire where we certify coaches, and then coaches then go work with more women, and it becomes this ripple effect across the globe. And so the free workshop that we're doing It's called the 10K Coach Model, and it's a great free workshop to come see. Is coaching right for you? Is this a kind of business or side hustle that you'd like to start so that you can start having that impact on others as well? So we actually certify women as coaches, which is really exciting. And so that's what this workshop is all about on October 11th.
I love it.
You know what I love about that the most? This is what I love. And maybe because I'm a business owner too, you'll appreciate this. But you are basically teaching people to be your competition, but it's for the greater good.
You got it. You know? Right, because here's the thing. Yes, because you got that 100%. Because here's why. I don't want to coach one-on-one. And so if I can enable other women to coach one-on-one. And so one of the things that we offer is like, hey, come get certified with us. And then you'll be part of our directory. Because what happens is that so many women, they find their niche. They're like, I want to help coach people on marriage. I want to help coach parents, you know, with children, you know, that have learning disabilities. I want to go coach. Like, there's all these different niches. People want to coach, you know, around, you know, health and wellness and things like that. That's not what I want to do. So what I do is we train the coaches, and then we train them how to start their businesses. And then we're passing, you know, really amazing clients onto them, which is a really cool model. So we're having a lot of fun with this approach, and it's really allowing our mission to really expand.
Bravo. Well done, Julie.
I think it's great. And especially for people who are, and in this day and age, I think more and more people are looking for side hustles.
Yes.
For a lot of different reasons, this could be the side hustle for, especially if they can check it out for free, October 11th at your 10K Coach Model Workshop. What we're going to do is, when we promote the show, we're going to put the registration information there. But if people, while we have you for the next couple of minutes, if people are listening and they're not on our Facebook page, how could they register for the event?
Yeah, so easy. So it's juliecirardi.com/10kcoach.
All right. And Ciardi is C-I-A-R-D-I. And people will get that. And also, Julie, you have, and I've been listening to it and I love it, you have a podcast called the Ignite Her Mind podcast, which
that's
is also
great. Yeah.
And that's free, and people can listen and get a whole lot of tips on a boatload of different things.
Absolutely. And actually, right before I was coming on here, I just had recorded my 328th episode, which is crazy. I can't believe it's 328 episodes. But the one I just did and the last few are all about what we're talking about here too. So it's just a great resource to go to. You know, if anything here resonated with you, Ignite Her Mind, the podcast, is a great resource to go to.
Anybody who's thinking about taking any sort of leap, and I got to be honest with you, since, you know, the economy is not doing so great and politics is just too much sometimes, like, it stresses me out. I stopped listening to the news in the morning. Yep. I ask Alexa for the weather, and then I find great podcasts and I listen to them all morning while I'm getting ready, and then I head to the office. That's what I do.
So smart. I'm the same
you're
way.
You're stepping into the bubble. I'm so proud of you.
Carol's been doing that for years. I'm just getting on the bubble train.
She calls it Carol's big bubble world.
It's life altering. It's life altering. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched the news in like 4 years. Mm-hmm. And my husband, it's always like a running joke. And I'm like, honey, with regular conversation during the day, I will know of anything important I need to hear about. Like, I don't need to watch the news.
You and me both.
Sorry, I'm a little on the opposite. I don't watch the news, but I do read the online newspapers.
Oh, yeah, which is also depressing.
I know.
At least you can close one eye. So, all right. So, Julie, I know we have to wrap up here, but this is really fascinating. I encourage anybody who is either thinking about being a coach as a side hustle or who needs coaching, they really just need to check out your website, which is yourname.com. And you have, you've got the free event coming up, the 10K Coaching Model Workshop. You've got another event coming up in November in Houston. So I encourage everybody to go on social media, to the Instagram, to the Facebook, to the LinkedIn, which is how I found you, and check out Julie Ciardi. Julie, it's been really enlightening. I'm so glad that you're local. It's great. And I'm sure Carol and I will stay in touch with you in the future. Really appreciate your time and sharing all your insights with us today.
Thank you, Julie.
So much. And yes, I would love to keep in touch with, especially local. This is fantastic. So thank you for having me.
Yes, we really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Julie, for dropping by and joining us this morning. We much appreciate it. And we are not done with Happy Hour just yet. We've got segment number 3 on the way. So please stick around with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci and myself. We'll be right back.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Laugh more, stress less. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And we're back one more time here with Happy Hour and Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Frankenberry.
Oh, my God. 11 years later, that crap still makes me laugh. All right. So thanks so much to Julie Ciardi for joining us this morning and the cool discovery that she's local in Poughkeepsie.
She was great. John, a good one there. She had such wonderful energy and her insights and so encouraging. And I think so relevant. I mean, how many women currently might be looking for, and you call it a side hustle, but looking to add something to their life that is rewarding, fulfilling, and brings extra income in? Who wouldn't want that?
Yeah. You know, get rid of side, right? Just make it your hustle.
Right.
You know. Oh. You never know. Happiness is key. And, you know, that tends to be our theme with most of our guests is, you know what? Life is meant to be joyful. So get to joyin'.
Get to joyin'. Joyage. Get some joyage in your body.
Joyage, right.
Well, and your good friend Heather Hansen did the same too. She was a highly successful attorney who took the leap into coaching and she sure seems happy.
Yep. So it can be done for those of you who are feeling a little antsy. I know these are trying times. So it's good to have options. And we like to bring you people who can give you some options.
Cool stuff. So I'm going to do something Friday that I haven't done in 4 years. I am going to do an in-person book signing. So as you both know, and talked about it maybe 2 months or so back. I recently came out with my third book, 21 Ways to Raise Your Vibe in 21 Days and Positively Energize Your Life. Now, we've all gone virtual. It's been a few years since my last book came out. And so a lot of the stuff you do, you know, I'll dial into book clubs and stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I really should do something local. I should that simultaneously supports a local business. Immediately popped in my head the most beautiful boutique around. If you haven't seen it yet, is Daffodil's Gift Shop. It's in the Eastdale Village. Started out somewhere else. So I am going to be there this Friday from 4 to 6, signing copies of all 3 of my books: Happy Bitch, Hello Beautiful, and 21 Ways to Raise Your Vibe in 21 Days. And I thought it would be fun if we had the owner of Daffodil's hop on with us here for a minute or two. And so we've got on the line with us, Lynn Veruzzo, who is the owner of Daffodil's Gift Shop. So Lynn, welcome. And thanks for hopping on with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Good morning to all of you.
And if guys, I'm telling you, like, if you're listening to me and you have not seen the shop or seen it on Facebook, Google it. It is absolutely gorgeous. And Lynn, it's one of my first questions for you. Did you design the exterior or did the owners of the complex do that? Gorgeous.
Thank you. We did that. It was a collaboration between myself and the good folks at Eastdale Village. That was not the original design of the building, but in searching Pinterest and talking about interests, we really worked hand in hand with the architect there. And that's what we came up with. And we're just over the moon with how beautiful it came out as well. It's really unique.
It really is beautiful. But I want to back up here for a second too, because what you've done kind of, we only have like a 2 minutes or so here, but what you've done is kind of what our last guest was just talking about, where they had a career. She was very successful, but didn't love it. And you took a similar leap. Your Daffodil's Gift Shop was a dream of yours, right? And it started out smaller someplace.
Yeah, that's true. It has always been a dream of mine to open a gift shop. And originally we opened in Pleasant Valley back in 2018, 4 years ago. And we were there for 3 years and we just continued to grow year over year. And at the end of our lease, this opportunity came up at Eastdale and we were ready to expand and the timing was right and it lent itself beautifully. But you just never know where your next chapter is going to take you. I'll tell you, this is like my third lifetime easily. And by far my best life, I have to say. So it's been really a dream come true.
Well, and I thank you for, I reached out to you and I thank you for accepting myself, inviting myself to your store.
We're so excited to have you. We love to do different events and invite the community in, and we'll wrap it in with our own little version of a happy hour with some cocktails, and it'll be a lot of fun. So we're just so excited to have you come and join us.
It'll be great to see you, because you and I go way back to, I haven't seen you in a few years. So this will be great.
You.
So this Friday, 4 to 6, I'll be at Daffodils Gift Shop in Eastdale Village, signing copies of my books. You can come by and meet me. You can meet Lynn and peruse her beautiful gift shop and all the items there. So it's already starting to get into season to shop the holidays. So it could be good timing to do a lot of that.
Absolutely.
Before we go, yes, and I think I put this idea in your head that this would be a great Christmas present. Your trilogy of books would make a great Christmas present for women in your life. But I have to ask you before you go, and Lynn, I'm sure, wants to know too, what are you going to wear?
I haven't decided that yet.
That was my only concern. Only question. Carol, what are you going to wear?
It matters. I don't know yet. It's next Friday, and you don't know?
No. Jonna, I live in faded blue jeans and graphic t-shirts, okay? So I probably won't show up like that unless I throw on a pair of stilettos and a cool, fun jacket to go over it, which I may do.
Carol, you know right now that Jonna's rolling her eyes going, I can't believe we've been friends for so many years and she hasn't picked out her outfit yet.
I would be rolling my eyes if I weren't passed out from grief. All right, well, people are going to have to show up to get your books and to find out what Carol's going to wear, since there's less than a week and she has no clue.
Oh, my gosh.
All your lessons have gone to waste, Jonna.
Oh, my goodness.
Down the drain. Right.
Anyway, Lynn, thank you so much for stopping by and talking with us here for a few minutes. I can't wait to see you on Friday.
My pleasure. Take care.
Lynn, it was great having you stop by. And for everybody out there that has caught yet another one of our happy hour shows, thank you so much for joining us. And for Jonna Spilbor, for Carol Pesci, I'm Frankenberry. You all have a good week. Make it a safe one. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonna Spilbor and Carol Pesci. More life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview comes your way next Sunday at 7 a.m. to help you live better, stress less, and laugh more. Until then, catch this week's show and others at the Happy Hour link on K104online.com.